hours away, 3 hours. I'm northwest
South,
Ohio.
Northwest?
Yep.
So what big town are you by? I'm sorry, my Ohio geography stinks.
Okay. Yep, Toledo. Toledo area.
You grew up an Ohio State fan?
I did, yep. Always a Buckeyes fan until this.
Was it something where they offered you along the way at all?
No, I mean, I took visits there, but other than that, that was the extent of that.
Any trips to the shoe as a kid?
Yeah, yep, yeah. I had my fair share of Buckeye games growing up. It was a great place watching football games.
When did it become business for you? Like, okay, I gotta get a scholarship.
Well, I mean, it started happening my sophomore year, and then really after that, you know. When you get into the business of, you know, getting offers and stuff, you kind of drop that fan mentality, and you know that was kind of the last time that the Buckeyes really were anywhere in my head.
Mm-hmm. Do they? You always kind of keep an eye on them, hoping they would offer. Or was there communication?
I mean there was communication, but I mean I took my visits and I took my visits here, and you know this is where I wanted to be. I wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you like the fact that you're going up against them on Saturday with them being as highly touted as they are right now?
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be a great challenge. I mean no matter who it is, whether it's Ohio State or you know we're going against you know the Chicago Bears, it's gonna be a challenge, and that's what we want. We want to go. We come here to play in these huge games, and we're excited about that.
How many tickets did you have to get for family?
I got a couple, and a whole lot.
Just like parents and.
Yep. Yeah, parents, family. Will be coming.
Did you have, like, growing up, you know, a lot of Ohio State gear, and did you just kind of casually toss that in the garbage?
Yep, yeah, actually funny. We had an Ohio State basement, so, we came here, and, you know, we got rid of all that stuff.
Really?
And, you know, we had to start decorating with some black and gold, get some Hawkeye stuff in the basement. But, yeah, we threw, my brother plays basketball in Michigan now, so,
yeah, right.
You know, we threw the whole family for a loop, and, had to, get rid of all that stuff because that's no good anymore.
Is that hard for the parents to let some of that stuff go?
My parents, it wasn't. There were some family members that was hard. I have a grandpa that's a diehard Buckeye fan that it was, you know, a little bit difficult at first, and some other ones, but you know they all converted to the good side, and you know they all support me, so it's all
so
good.
So is the basement now split between Iowa and Michigan? Or
yep,
work?
Yeah, we're.
He's a freshman, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yep. So, we're all getting integrated into that, you know, the dual team household now.
That's right.
Does, you know, Michigan State kind of took the running game away from you guys. Is that kind of the story of this game? I mean, is this, if Iowa gets its running game going, it's got a shot?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to do. That's our thing. We want to run the ball. But, you know, that's not always going to work out. You know, you got to adapt to whatever kind of game it's going to be. And if we're going to have to pass the ball a lot, I mean, we're going to be ready to do that.
Mm-hmm.